Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick, and this week we are going to be talking about nanny squads and how to find your nanny squad and what is a nanny squad and all those great things. And to do that, I have brought on Nikki Andry. Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Martha. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you so much for being here. Nikki is the creator and admin of The Nannyhood Online, which is a website and Facebook. But I'm going to let you talk about it, Nikki, because
for sure.
You know way more than I do. But before we talk about the Nannyhood, which this might be part of your background, but let's hear a little bit about your nannying background. What's your nanny journey like?
Yeah, for sure. So I actually grew up in Alaska in the middle of nowhere.
What? I don't think I knew that.
So in the middle of nowhere in Alaska, and right after high school, I moved to Australia. Which was a very big jump, obviously. So
obviously.
I moved over the ocean. My mom waved goodbye and cried a little, and I went over there. And while I was in Australia, that's really where I started to pick up nannying. I honestly, please don't stone me. Like, it was, I didn't know like the difference between a nanny and a babysitter at that point.
Yeah.
I had been asked by some good friends there. They're like, oh, will you be our nanny? And I just kind of was like, sure, thinking it was like going to be this little babysitting venture. And they're like, well, no, like, this is your schedule. This is what we're going to pay you. These are your benefits. So I was like, this is legit. And I had always loved working with children. So it just kind of settled in well for me.
Yeah.
And I ended up working with a couple of families in Australia, but the one who had originally employed me actually took me with them overseas again when they moved to New York. They were moving there to start a business, and they were also planting a church, and they asked me to come along with them and live with them and get their family established. So I went with them. I nannied in New York with them for about 6 months. And then I actually relocated to Los Angeles. I felt like I wanted to be near the beach, and I felt like it would kind of have a similar vibe, if you will, to Sydney, just that metro culture meets like the ocean and all that kind of stuff. But I honestly like didn't give two cents a thought to, oh, when you move to Hollywood, like, everyone and their dog who's a nanny like moves to Hollywood to be like Beyonce's nanny or Kim Kardashian's nanny. So I had a very interesting journey when I first got to LA trying to find my right fit. I actually had a really awful, abusive Hollywood job that really burnt me out. And honestly, I feel like when I did end up moving back to New York for a season, I kind of drug that with me. And I kind of drug that with me throughout a lot of my nanny jobs, not really knowing what to do with that wound. But after my season in New York, I'm in Colorado now. That's where I'm currently living. Came to Colorado. My mom was like, you seem a little burnt out. You're a little jaded. You should come be with family. I was like, that's a great idea. So I drug my body to Colorado, and I just basically just gave myself the space and the time to heal. My mom let me, you know, have that opportunity to just work part-time as a nanny and to really start to focus, like, do you want to go to school? Do you want to be a full-time nanny here? Do you want to start a business? What do you want to do? And in the midst of that, that is when I just decided, you know, I actually need some nanny friends. And I thought back to like all the times when I was a nanny and, you know, the good jobs that I really enjoyed, I had a great network around me. I had people that were coming over for play dates. I didn't feel isolated. My mom was like, well, why don't you just start a little group here so you have some friends? And so I did. And because I'm a total nerd and I love just branding in general, I called it the Nannyhood. I gave it a social media handle. And because we were using hashtags, people in other cities could see it. So That's kind of how the Nannyhood was born. It was kind of just a beautiful accident. People just started asking for Nannyhoods in their cities. And that's kind of the way I just went in that direction.
That's awesome. I'm so pleased to hear that whole story because I knew bits and pieces of it from talking with you and then also seeing stuff on social media. But it was nice to hear that all together.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, great. So let's talk a little bit about the Nannyhood. What is it? How can nannies use it? You just kind of told us how you came up with it, but now that it's grown and become its kind of own entity, what is it? How can nannies use it?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, the Nannyhood is many things, but right. at the core of what it is, it's a social network that helps build hangout groups for nannies in their cities so that we're not just stuck behind the computer screen, which honestly, these groups are amazing. Facebook groups are amazing and they are playing a great part, but there's just something to me about actually just having that face-to-face contact with somebody, like just being in a room with somebody, having a real friendship with somebody outside the computer screen. So Nannyhood, on our website, they can actually, people can log on. There's a little link they can click called that says join the hood. You go on there and then you'll come to this little page where there's two options. You can join a hood or you can start a hood. So if you want to start a hood, there's an application process where I'll call you, we'll do a FaceTime and we'll hang out and whatever. I'll get to know you and hear what your heart is. And if we feel like you're a good fit, then you can start a little nanny hood in your area. We call them hoods. So like, for example, I'm leading the Colorado Springs hood at the moment. And then if you want to join a hood, you click join a hood, you fill out an app. And then, you know, we have a few that are already up. We currently have, Colorado Springs, Denver, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Dallas. We have Dayton, Ohio. We have Richmond, Virginia. We have South Bend, Indiana, and we have a few that we're going to be starting later throughout the year. But even if there's not like the city that they want to join within that already launched, it helps us when you fill out those applications to like collect the data that we need to know where the greatest need is for like the next hood.
That's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's essentially like the mission of Nannyhood. It's also an advocacy. It also is eventually going to be providing more resources, and we sell merchandise. So it's nice. It's just a bunch of things, really, Martha.
Yeah, it is. So from that, what is a nanny squad? And because we see that hashtag on pictures like my nanny squad and things like that. But at its core, what is a nanny squad?
Honestly, I think it's basically just like any other squad, except it's just meeting a specific need. So it's just a group of nannies that do life together. Maybe they do play dates. They hang out outside of work. They support one another in hard situations, maybe. Just, you know, nobody understands you as a nanny like another nanny.
Exactly.
I try and explain myself like often to like different friend groups and bless their hearts. Like they want so badly to be able to relate to what I'm going through, but it always ends up into something like, oh, well, you're still babysitting, or oh, when are you going to get a real job? And all those buttons that so easily get pushed as us with us as nannies. So I just think there's such a profound importance when you're a professional nanny to have just a group of other professionals around you who understand the things that you go through at work, understand how intimate your job is, and yet how you still have to remain a professional at your job, and those boundaries that are so easily can be crossed, and just those things that nobody else really gets.
Yeah. And I also find that having a group of people to like geek or nerd out with about kid related things.
Oh, absolutely.
It's super important to me. So that's everything from like cutting edge articles about, you know, early childhood education.
Absolutely.
To like Moana got released on Netflix today. Like,
yes.
I remember when that happened and like all the nanny groups were like, Mayday, Mayday, this is not a drill.
Or I've been super excited. I like almost peed on the floor because Frozen is like a Broadway musical now. Like, yeah. I need tickets.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, for sure. Those things are super important as well.
Yeah. And like, very few other groups of friends will get so excited with you about those things.
Oh yeah.
And to have a group of friends, even if you're not necessarily seeing them during your time as a nanny, to have a group of friends that you can like shoot a quick text and be like, hey, did you see? And they know exactly what you mean. The vocabulary is the same. That's another thing, is like, because a big like foundational belief for me is like, I try to encourage my kids to have autonomy in any way that they can.
Yeah.
And so, but there are a lot of people that don't really know what that one means, or two, what that looks like to For a sure. child. So things like that are just so great to have a
in
group
your
of
squad.
Friends that are in your nanny squad.
That's right.
Okay, so let's say that you are in a city that does not have a hood in it, so you can't necessarily go mm-hmm. to the nanny hood, although you should fill out the application so that they know that you're in the market. But how can you go about finding a nanny squad if you don't necessarily know any other nannies in your area?
Yeah, well, I mean, so you can hop on Facebook, and more oftentimes than not, if you just go into the search bar in Facebook, you can Google or whatever, not Google, but Facebook. Like I don't, Denver. So Denver actually has like a local group, and I do have a nannyhood as well. And me and the Denver lady, like we're friends. We do events together now. We have groups and we share in each other's groups. And so, I mean, you can always look and see if there's already a local group established that's not the nannyhood. And then also, I think if you're newer to the Facebook groups, something that's a really great tool is when you get on those groups, like, for example, in the nannyhood, we have, if you go to the files in the groups, you can click the files. And then within the files, we have something called state and country hood threads. Mm-hmm. So if you click on that, then each one of the states in the U.S. and then some of the, you know, major nannying countries and stuff like that, they're listed in there. So you can click on there and you can network online on your own with people in your area.
Yeah. So
that's been a cool thing to watch as well, because I hate letting people down and be like, I'm so sorry, you live in Braintree, Massachusetts. I didn't know that existed. But if you hop on here, like you might be able to find a friend, and you know, they found community, they found friends, they've written me emails. They're like, I'm so happy that I found a friend on your thread. And I know that other groups, the Nanny Love and the Nanny Collaborative, I know that they have the threads as well. So those are great. Those are great places to get on and look. And then, I mean, just locally, like when you're at, I know not everyone's personality is super outgoing and it can be a little harder to talk to strangers, but my personality is to like walk up to that person at the park.
I know, yeah.
Strike up a conversation, find out if they're a nanny, go to the baby class, find out if they're a nanny. And you know what? Like, it's fine. Like, exchange numbers, like go on a nanny date, figure out if you want to be friends.
Yeah, just like real friendship.
It's hard when we become adults. I was talking to a nanny friend recently, just when you're out of that high school and college phase and you're like just in the real world, and especially as nannies, because you're isolated, it's like, where do you make friends?
Right.
It used to be so simple and now it's really complicated.
Yeah. And there's also like if you're doing any sort of preschool pickup or anything like that, if your kids are like in a daycare or a preschool for half a day or whatever, I've made friends like after school, if you stay and play on like the playground, if that's offered, or in the front area.
Yeah.
I have made a friend, because then those kids already know each other.
Yes. You let your kids do your matchmaking for you with the nannies.
Exactly. And then usually there'll be something that like needs some intervention or redirection, and you can go up and approach, and then you find out who is attached to that kid.
Right.
And a lot of times it's a nanny. Yes. So yeah, that's another good thing to do. I've also ended up making friends with some parents that way as well.
Yes.
Which, you know, is not necessarily part of your nanny squad, but is in the same vein.
I feel like there is a place for it. I've had a lot of mommy friends being a nanny, and honestly, like, I just glean from them as well.
Yeah, exactly. And those I don't really hang out with outside of working hours ever. Yeah. But yeah, it's nice to also learn from them.
For sure.
So yeah, okay. So if you have several squads, if you are flush with squads.
you are just so blessed.
Yeah. And you're thinking about like trying to mix them up or do a play date with like a kid from squad number one and then a kid from squad number two and then your nanny kids. Do you have any advice on that? How to like mix and match?
Well, you see, I am the personality type that I'm like, what's the issue there?
Exactly. I know.
Like, why can't we all be friends?
Yeah. So something that I have found is interesting is like, one time I was kind of going to do this, or it was just that I had a play date set up with one of my nanny friends, Leah, who's been on the show. And then Katie Leineke, who has also been on the show, texted and was like, hey, do you want to do a play date today? And I was like, yeah, sure, but I'm also doing this play date and she's coming over to the house. Do you want to come over too? And Katie responded with, I talked to my nanny kid about it and she doesn't want to like meet new friends today, which is totally fine. And that's a really good thing to keep in mind is that if problems arise, then it's on like each nanny to like know their kids, talk to their kids and be in charge of like, you know, Katie's nanny kid wasn't into that. She was like, I'd rather stay home and read Harry Potter. And I get that. I get it. And I respect it.
Yeah, totally.
And so, you know, I think that there's a lot to be said for letting people make their own choices if they're not into mixing and matching with other nanny squads, then that's on them, you know?
Yeah.
You can invite everyone and then see who can come.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then there's also, you know,
to just add to that, like I found here in Colorado Springs, like with my hood here, you know, it got quite large. And when we have our monthly hangouts, like we do our official hood hangouts and we like go out to dinner or we go hiking or, you know, whatever, and everybody gets together. But then naturally throughout the week, there are the little, you know, the little groups that, you know, live closer to each other than others or just got along better than others or whatever. And there's not an issue with, oh, well, they're just hanging out alone together, the four of them, and we're hanging out over here. And then, you know, when we all come together for nannyhood dinners, like, it's just like a wonderful reunion.
Yeah.
And I think that there needs to be like less pressure on that as well. It needs to just be something that's natural and something that you want to be a part of.
Right. Yep. I completely agree. And we can all learn from each other, but there's also a time and a place for like smaller groups. So,
yeah,
because sometimes if you get, you know, like if you invite three other nannies, that's a lot of kids potentially.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
You know, and so depending on where you meet up, whichever house you pick could be a disaster.
I think it was about a month and a half ago. There were literally just like, there was four of us nannies and we ended up taking almost 12 toddlers and babies to Chili's for lunch after a playground date. And the hostesses were like, they were so gracious. And they're like, oh, look at all these babies coming in. But our kids were actually really well behaved. It was just one of those things, though, that I always go back to now. I'm like, we can do anything in our squad. We have got each other's backs. We're here. We can take our kids anywhere.
Advice for if you're bringing someone new into your nanny squad. So if someone, and this, we'll talk maybe first about doing it as a play date. So it's a new kid and a new nanny that you're introducing into your squad. Maybe somebody just moved there, or it's a new kid at school that you've invited over for a play date, or the mom set it up and now you're hosting this new person. How can you make them feel comfortable? How can you include them in the group?
Yeah, I mean, normally when there's a new person that comes to a play date or something with our group, I always make sure just to be very inclusive in general, just to ask them a lot of questions about themselves. Find out about their nanny kiddos, find out why they became a nanny, find out, you know, their heart behind being a nanny. And then also like things personal, like what is their life like outside being a nanny? Because they are a person outside being a nanny.
Yes.
What are your passions? Just connecting with people. I think it goes miles. And honestly, with nannyhood, I try and go out to coffees with people one-on-one before we have big events and stuff. Just, you know, so it makes it feel a little more welcoming and less like a giant group.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea is to, and maybe even if you're doing like a play date with that other person, maybe doing more of a one-on-one play date and then doing like
something
group.
Less like in your face for first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then also figuring out, are they super extroverted, super introverted? That then if they're super introverted, maybe you like work up to a four nanny play date and, you know,
do
a few with just you and that nanny and then maybe one more and then, baby steps into a bigger play date. And also, you know, asking them what they like, what they don't like, and their maybe nanny philosophy and things like that.
Yeah,
and then
for
hanging out outside of work, I love that coffee date idea because that's such a good way to get to know someone.
Yes.
And you get coffee.
Yeah, you do. You get coffee, you get smoothies. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you go to Taco Bell. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? You could go to Chili's and
you
not
could do
have...
without 12 babies.
Without a dozen.
You go to Disneyland. Go to Disneyland for the day if you're an LA nanny.
Gosh.
It's a great place to get to know somebody.
Yes. Now I want that.
I'll meet you there.
Okay.
So.
Let's go. Forget this podcast. Let's go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that that's a really good idea to kind of work your way up because it can be intimidating. I remember the first time Leah kind of had a pre-made nanny squad because it was a playgroup that was established when she started nannying there and she had met all these other nannies through it. And the first time she kind of invited me to one of those play dates, I was like, what? There's going to be like two other nannies there? And I was kind of taken aback, but I was like, all right, we'll go. We're bored. And I ended up meeting some of my really dear friends. I'm going to one of their weddings in May, you know?
That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah. And so I would also encourage on the other side of that coin, if you are hesitant about joining a nanny squad because you're worried that you won't be included, know that nannies, usually people in this profession, have such good open hearts and they really want everyone to thrive.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind that you're not going into like a trap or an ambush.
Yeah, totally. They'll want to support you.
Yeah, exactly. And that it's a group of people who love doing what you love doing.
Yeah.
And
it's actually been really cool here watching this last year. We've had a nanny marriage that's happened.
Aww.
In our group. We've had a few pregnancies. We've had a few baby showers, going away parties. it's become just a really nice tight-knit tribe.
Yeah. Yeah.
We celebrate each other's wins. We cry with each other. It is something really special.
It sure is. And I think that that's, all anyone's really looking for in any job. And we happen to have one that is full of really caring, wonderful people.
I mean, we're caregivers. We're paid to be caregivers. So we naturally want to care for people.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think sometimes we struggle to accept that care because we're so used to being the ones caring.
No, absolutely.
And so it's important to find other people that you trust to care for you, which is a weird thing, but that is a much more vulnerable place to be for me, at least, than to extend care. Is if somebody is caring for me, that feels very vulnerable.
Yes. And I mean, it is something that we all have to humble ourselves to and really actually learn how to let people love us as well.
Yes. Yes.
You can't pour out if you're empty. And, sometimes you have to allow people to pour into you.
Yeah. Yeah, you really do. So I think that's another really important thing to keep in mind for nanny squads is, part of it is it's the giving and the taking. And I think that in this profession,
Sometimes taking's hard.
And we're told, our whole lives, don't take and, things like that. And it's okay. There is a balance to it. It's a give and a take.
Absolutely.
If you get an invitation to go hang out with other nannies, don't turn it down without some serious thought about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just give it a try.
Just give it a try. Yeah, try it. You'll never know
who you'll meet. You'll meet your best friend. Maybe you'll meet a manny. Maybe you'll marry him. You'll never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Yep. So we talked about how the nannyhood can help you find your nanny squad. You can fill out the application. If there already is one in your area, then great. If you have a nanny squad already in an area and you want help expanding it, then you could apply to create a nannyhood, right?
Yes, you can. And also, for example, our Daytonhood, it's actually run by a group that was already established called the Dayton Nannies, and they just wanted to be affiliated with us. So I will just go through Nannyhood, and if I find Dayton Nannies, I send them their way. And when they have events, they let me know, and I advertise it in Nannyhood. And so if you want to do something like that, that's completely fine as well.
That's awesome.
We're just all about just building community in general. It doesn't we want to bring what the heart of the Nannyhood is to the table, but if you're building something and it's got a little bit different flavor, but it still meets the heartbeat of what the Nannyhood is, then fine. Let's all be friends. We're all on the same team.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's awesome. Yeah. I love that if you already have something established and you reach out to Nikki, I know that Nikki will help build on that in any way that she can. Cause that's so sweet.
Yes.
I think don't be scared that if you apply for the nannyhood, you're turning over the rights to run your organization.
No, absolutely not. And honestly, whenever we launch a hood in another city, I like to make everyone aware of everything available to them in that area. So it's we host a monthly hangout for you, but there's also this group that you can go be a part of, and they have a Facebook group, or they go meet up for CPR, or here's a CPR class that's offered here, just so everybody's aware of what's going on. Sorry, did you just hear my email come in?
Oh, no, I didn't even.
I thought it would come through the speaker. It was really loud.
Emails everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nannyhood email. It's all happening, Martha.
Nice. Yeah, I love that. It's happening in real time. Awesome. Yeah, I think that's maybe somebody heard us talking right now.
Somebody heard us before we even put it online for people.
Yeah.
And they wanted to join and find community.
They heard our
You're that good. You're that good, Martha.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm excited.
What are other ways that you can support other nannies in your nanny squad? What are ways that you can help them out? Because we talked about how we're all givers, which is true. But have you, in your nannyhood journey, like, seen some really cute ways to support other nannies?
I mean, I think I touched on a few of them with our, like, baby showers we've had. Yeah. And just celebrating pregnancies and marriages and all that. But one thing actually that sticks out of my mind, last year, one of our nannies, she got real sick, like off her, aww, one of her nanny kids gave her the stomach flu.
Ugh, and the worst.
She was not in a good place. It was bad. So another gal in our group, she lived on the other side of town, and she made her homemade soup and then drove it over and left it on the doorstep for her. And I just, it seems like such a little thing, but to me, I was like, this girl who was sick, she literally, at that point, she had just joined our group. She didn't know anyone in town. So the gesture was actually
huge.
Quite large.
Yeah. That's amazing. Things,
just the littlest things that you can do to support people in your world. Yeah.
Yeah. I, a little story about my nanny squad. I was stood up on a date.
Oh, no.
I know, right? And tell so, but I picked a really awesome place. It was a barcade. So I was like, I still get to drink a beer and play tapper, like, all's well that ends well. But the next day I had a play date with two of my nanny friends, and they, like, got me little presents that were just like, aww, you can, like, read about Prince Harry's upcoming wedding. And and yeah, it was just really, really sweet. So little, aww, things like that, I think, are huge.
Yes. A little bit goes a long way.
It sure does. Because that wasn't even like a dire thing at all. But, you know, I just texted them and was like, oh, bummer. Like, that one didn't work out. And yeah. Listen,
you handled it better than I would have.
Oh, well, Katie and I also started Facebook stalking, and it was a rabbit hole, let me tell you. But not really worth the time.
No. Shut it down.
Yeah, exactly. Set it down and walk away. But yeah, and then I also think that, you know, there's so many cool things that you can do with your nanny squad. I've, you know, seen like workout buddies or,
oh, yeah,
like accountability buddies for fitness goals and things like that. Or, you know, you can, yeah, like take CPR classes together, because those sometimes are the worst and you have, oh my to gosh, take them all
they're
the time.
They're the worst. We literally just went this last weekend, me and my squad. We were in it to win it, and it was so long. It's it was so long. So long. And just really, you know, boring, honestly.
Yeah.
I know it's all very important, it's information, all very important, and we took it all in. But man, when you're there from like 9 to 3, it starts to get like, when is it time to go?
Yeah. Yeah. And
it really does take the edge off to take your friends.
And the people that teach it are not necessarily
the warmest.
The warmest or the most entertaining.
No.
But they're getting that important information across, and I yes, really appreciate that.
We need them.
We do. I appreciate them, but I also say to them, you could be slightly warmer. But anyway. but yeah, things like that just make those tasks that are not the most fun but are on, yeah, your to-do list, it can be a lot more fun.
For sure.
And always, I love walking around Target with other nannies.
No, it's the best.
It really is.
No one understands it like quite like a nanny with you.
No, a nanny or a parent, because
and even when you take the kids with you, you're like, yeah, I just need to kill some time with the kids. I'm going to push them around in this cart and we're going to look at everything. Joanna Gaines, everything.
Yes. And you can, a trick for that is really great, because I find that when you take kids to Target, then they want to buy everything. Is to, yes, take pictures of it and say, well, I'll send this to your parents for your birthday list.
Ah, yes. Or make it a teaching moment and teach them the value of saving.
Yes, exactly. Although that's
they always love that.
Yeah, but it also can like come back, because some of my kids have actually like collected quite the savings.
Oh no, totally. So have mine.
And then they want to spend it. And I'm like, I don't think your parents are going to let you spend that, which, you know, that's a family culture thing that I'm not going to step on. But I'm like, Like, so, I mean, yeah, you have quite a bit of money. You could actually buy this. Yeah, exactly. So, but you can also say, oh, did you bring your money? Are you going to buy us that?
Oh, yeah.
Because they never bring their money.
It's always sweet, too, once in a while when they do bring their money and they offer to get you something and your heart just wants to melt all over the floor. Like, oh, amazing. I've instilled goodness in you.
Yes. Yes. I love that. Well, awesome. Is there anything else about nanny squads? I think right there at the end, we really got into some beautiful stuff.
Honestly, I think we were pretty thorough tonight, Martha.
I really do too, Nikki. I really do too. But if you're listening at home and you're like, but wait, you didn't answer this question about nanny squads. I encourage you to write into chroniclesofnania@gmail.com and ask, and I will get in touch with Nikki because any excuse to talk to her is wonderful.
Oh, and, I love you too. We need to talk to her. Sad that we haven't talked in a while.
I know. We've both been busy. But yeah, email in to Chronicles of Nania and, or tell a cute, fun story about your nanny squad, a way that they lifted you up or a way that you extended kindness to them. And I'll tack it on at the end of an episode and it'll be wonderful.
Yes.
And then Nikki, I'm going to let you talk about ways to explore the nannyhood. If someone's listening and they're like, oh, I've never even heard of this and it's awesome and I want to get in.
Yeah. So we have a few social media options for you. You can log on to Facebook and look up The Nannyhood. Mm-hmm. We have a private group and a page. So if you join the private group, then you'll have access to thousands of nannies for you to just talk to and bounce ideas off of. You can share crafts and recipes. You can talk about an issue you've had at work and you need some advice. All those good things. So that's really nice. And then mm-hmm. we also have an Instagram handle. So it's just @thenannyhood. If you just want, you know, a little bit of color and some inspirational nanny quotes and things like that during the day, we got yes. that going for you. we have Twitter @thenannyhood. They're all @thenannyhood. Uh-huh. And if you ever need to reach out to me personally, my email is Nikki, Nickey, @thenannyhood.com.
Nice. Awesome. And I do highly encourage you all to check it out. I love being in the nannyhood.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And if they, you know, they can always jump on our website and check out, we have blog posts for them and different resources. We have merchandise. We have, coming soon, we have something called Nannyland. It's a bit of a teaser right now, but mm-hmm. if you want to start following that, it's going to be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. And then if you are listening to this podcast and enjoying it, if you would take a moment the next time you're in front of your computer and review the podcast, that would mean the world to me, especially on iTunes, but really any platform is wonderful. But on iTunes, that helps bump us up the charts that people can find us when they type in like kids or education or nannies or anything like that. We come up higher if you review and like actually write out a review is the best, but I'll take the stars if you only have time for stars.
I love stars.
I know. They're great. awesome. Well, we end each episode with a fun story or quote or uplifting little story. And Nikki has brought one.
I sure have. okay. Yes. So when I nannied in LA, I have the most precious little girl on earth. And when she was potty training, she developed this like phobia of going potty in public.
Uh-huh, I get it.
I've heard many nannies, like this is actually a thing. She developed an issue. She just could not go in public. She'd hold it. She'd pee in the car. It was interesting, mm-hmm. but I took her, our special place was Disneyland, and I would take her probably every other week just for like a little stint at Disneyland while her brothers were in school. Yeah. And I remember we went into, there's this special little area with tiny potties for the little kids, near the mother's like changing stations and stuff. And I took her in there and she was all worked up. She did not want to go. And this little lady came in and she was like, honey. And she's like, these potties are magic. if you go potty in this potty, it will bring you a present. And so she went, like, and it was this biggest, like, win for us because she just did not do this. She went, she did not cry. The lady gave her a sticker and she walked out of the potty. And as we were leaving, this woman came by dressed as Mary Poppins. And she bowed to my little girl because she was wearing an Elsa dress. And she was like, Queen Elsa, it is so good to see you. And she bowed to her and walked away. And my little gal looked up to me and she was like, Nikki, she goes, I went potty in the potty and I am Queen Elsa. And I literally was just like bawling down the streets of Disneyland.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Yes, that one never leaves me.
Yeah, and what like a wonderful series of fortunate events. Like,
yes,
to have Mary Poppins come by in that wonderful nanny moment.
The Mary Poppins.
Yeah, she was Queen Elsa.
It was magic. Disney, they say, you know, it's so magic, but it's literally magic.
Yeah, that's so amazing. I love that story. Thank you for sharing.
You're so welcome.
And thank you for being here today and talking about nanny squads. I'm
inspired. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. And we'll have to podcast again soon. We'll talk about it off the air.
We can talk. We'll talk later.
Yep. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Chronicles of Narnia is produced and hosted by Martha Reddick. Artwork by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Narnia and on Twitter at Narnia Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnarnia@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.